On today's show, I'll be addressing a topic that can be seen in movies like Requiem for a Dream, has influenced album covers like Tool's Lateralus, and is the cornerstone of the Beatles song Tomorrow Never Knows. I'm talking about designer drugs. No, not drugs created by chic Italian men to be taken by models. Rather, the drugs that are known only by their chemical formulas. You hear stories about marijuana and methamphetamines, but what about 2CE, DOB, and methyltryptamine? Who's taking these drugs, and how do they manage to stay under the radar? These questions led me to the local college radio station, one of the best places in Montana to find odd and interesting characters. Within minutes, I was directed to this guy.
My name is Graham Woolley. I am a person.
Woolley is a tall, gentle 25-year-old that landed a degree in chemistry from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology a couple years back. While he's currently in environmental studies at the University of Montana, Woolley spent his years at MIT becoming an expert in psychedelic and designer drugs.
Okay, well, the first drug I did was acid, and I did it in the fall of 2002 at my dorm. And my good friend had procured enough for the entire hall. It was about a dozen people, so we all did it at the same time. And I'm sure you've heard the term blissed out. That was basically us for a whole day.
At first glance, you might mistake 21-year-old Nolan Franti for a young Eric Clapton. Not the Clapton that drinks whiskey at award shows, but the thin, bright-eyed Clapton that played in smoky nightclubs. Franti doesn't mind the comparison. In fact, he takes it as a compliment. You see, Franti's the type of guy that can play any instrument with strings, and even some without. His affinity for music started in a loud house at a young age.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of different stuff. We had an old vinyl turntable upstairs, and we'd put on old Doors records while we cleaned the house. So I grew up with some pretty heavy rock and roll. That's what my dad used to listen to in his college days.
Franti's first instrument was a trumpet in the fifth grade. Since then, he's managed to find an instrument for every nook and cranny of his room. 21-year-old Matt LeBrun had a pretty normal childhood. His house in Montesano, Washington had a big yard, a swing set, and a swimming pool. During the summer, his house became the place to be, and he spent most of his time playing outside with his five sisters. But there is always something a little bit different about Matt.
I was definitely the biggest kid in the class every single grade.
Starting
from when I started school.
Behind Matt's brown eyes, quick smile, and short brown hair lies a long history of being the big kid. He was always the tallest in his class, always weighed the most, and always had a hard time blending into a crowd. When he was 8, his family packed up and moved to Montana, making him both the big kid and the new kid. To some of his classmates, this was the equivalent of a target painted on his back.
I remember I got in a fight in second grade over some kid. He was calling me fat boy or something like that. I got in a fight with that kid, but that's the only thing I can really think of as far as grade school went. You know, of course, there's always people that aren't going to be very nice about it, especially in junior high, high school. I really hated junior high. It was probably my least favorite time of my entire life.
Talking to him now, you'd never guess that he was picked on for years. He's quick to laugh, polite, and comfortable meeting new people. When he was 20, he moved from Billings to Missoula to study wildlife biology at the University of Montana. He hopes to someday relocate animals by chasing them down with a tranquilizer gun and a helicopter. Even in college, he's never been able to shake the title of the big kid, standing at 6'7" and wearing shirt sizes that contain several X's. He's easy to spot at a bar. Sometimes, people at parties will try to guess Matt's weight. 300, they'll say. He laughs and points his thumb upward. 350? He points his thumb again. But this time he's not laughing. 375? 400? He changes the subject. But if you ask Matt his least favorite thing about his size, he won't mention people. He'll mention shoes.
Buying shoes is the worst thing on the planet for me.
Really?
I have to get a size 17 quadruple wide, and it is I've literally never walked into a store that consistently has shoes. I have to buy my shoes offline.